Let's open our mouth and bless the name of the Lord, the one who saved our soul, the one who has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, the one who has set us free and make us free indeed. Just go ahead and bless his holy name. Appreciate him wherever you are, in this auditorium, in any part of the world where you are following us in this service. Ensure that you are blessing the name of the Lord at this time, who has preserved you to see yet another day. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Rapa Pasakayaba. Just bless him. Just praise him. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. The email I had did not confirm that all of us in this hall are saying amen. Say a louder amen. Get it right from the beginning, so that you can do it right, and so that you can receive it right. I want you to know that God ordered your step to this place today because an end must come to the era of losses in your life as from today. If you believe that one, say a better amen. The Bible says, thou hast granted me life and favor, and your visitation has preserved my spirit. How many of us believe that God has visited you this morning? Are you sure? We are going to pray and say, Father, I appreciate you for everyday visitation to my life that have preserved my life. I give you glory for visiting me every day. Thank you, Daddy, for that favor. It is a favor that has preserved my life. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. If he has not visited you, you cannot be here today. You can never, never be here. You can never, never be here. Ramakaya Bakro Oshendelma. Orimakaya bakro oshenda raposekere marabaraba ramosekere maroboshenda. Oh yes, Lord, I thank you. Daddy, I thank you. Daddy, I thank you. Daddy, I thank you. Lord, my Father, because you have preserved my life by your favor, and I bless you because it is a favor that I've single-handedly received from you. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Say a louder amen. The Bible says, for every purpose there is a season underneath the earth. May I announce to you and prophesy upon your life that the season of affliction will be terminated in your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. There is time for everything. There is season for everything. But just get ready. You are entering a new season of pleasant surprises in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, Father, you have power over season. You control life and seasons. Almighty Father, all the seasons I am passing through that are not pleasant to my life, let an end come to them today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let an end come to them today. I am tired of the season of suffering, season of poverty, season of sorrow, season of failure, season of sickness. Lord, my Father, Lord, you have time. You change this time and season. Lord, change my season today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All unpleasant season in my life, Lord, let an end come to them today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ramakaya Bakroboshindia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your amen can be louder. One of the things the enemy will hate is to hear your voice in a day. Their calculation is that it has ended with you because yesterday has ended. But I want to declare to you that it is only the counsel of the Lord over you that will stand. The Bible says he disappointed the devices of the crafty. And he doesn't allow their hand to perform the enterprise. He said they bring their counsel to nothing and make their devices of none effect. You are going to pray and say, Father, every counsel of the enemy, every counsel of the enemy over my life, turn them to nothing. Turn them to nothing. Nullify all of them. All of them. Nullify all of them. Nullify all of them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every counsel of the enemy in my life, over my life, over my family, over my destiny, Daddy, turn them to nothing in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, every enemy's agenda, enemy's devices over my life, make them of no effect. Declare them null and void. Make them no effect over my life, over my family, over my destiny. All satanic agenda and devices over my life, Daddy Lord, make them of no effect. Make them of no effect over my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ramakaya bako korobosendia. Ramakaya bako kusinda. Lord, my Father, all satanic agenda, devices over my life, over the life of these your children, Daddy Lord, make them of none effect in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The first thing God, the enemy, can do is to hinder you from serving God. Somebody who is vexed with sickness and diseases. When you are declaring that people should fast and pray, you are like declaring a battle, a war against his life, because he has no ability to do it. Every enemy that does not allow you to serve your God today, the Lord will send them on errand in the mighty name of Jesus, and they will never return in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to pray and say, Father, every power of the enemy that is hindering me from serving my God, wherever they gather, let them crumble this morning. Let them crumble this morning. Every power, oh yes, every force, and all the contention of the enemy that does not allow me to serve God the way I want to serve him, Almighty Father, dismantle them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Olorun to da awon oke igba ni eyin ni mo fe ope mi fun Olorun o Olorun to da awon oke igba ni eyin ni mo fe Tani o, tani o, tugwe ka o, biko se baba loke. Tani o, tufi buku, okwe bifu. Olorun, olorun, toda awa, oke I. Father, we are thanking you because you deserve it. We worship you because there is no other God that we can worship. You are the only living God, and you are interested in the living. You have preserved our life to be among the living today, and we appreciate it. Please be thou exalted forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, you specialize in fighting our battles. And you have said our battles are not our own. You specialize in empowering us because all power belongs to you. You specialize in giving strength to Israel because you are the strength of Israel. For everything we are receiving from you, Daddy, as your children, to remain overcomers, we appreciate you. Please accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Today again, Daddy, you are the one that has power. You change time and seasons, all unpleasant seasons in our life. Let them come to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to enter into the season of continuous and perfect victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. As your word comes this morning, let your word locate us in the name of Jesus. And answer every bit of our prayer this morning again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. People of God, say living amen. Lift up your hand again and shout hallelujah. Clap for Jesus and be seated. I appreciate every one of us who are finding your way down to the sanctuary this morning. You will not go back empty-handed in Jesus' name. This morning, I am speaking on complete restoration. Everybody say complete restoration. I want to read two passages of prophetic words to us. First of all, I read Psalm 126, verse 1 to 4. And if the weddings are for you, you catch it and you say amen. Psalm 126, verse 1 to 4. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things. Choir, somebody is talking there. Why are they talking? I read verse 2 again. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Say louder, amen. Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 2. I read from verse 25 to 27. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. I hope I will hear a louder amen. The cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Who are the people of God in this place? I declare you will never be ashamed in the mighty name of Jesus. Complete restoration. The time is now. I observe something in the Christendom today, especially in the Church of God. All the prayer we are praying at times can be summed up is, God, come and restore to me what the enemy has stolen. Why do I say so? It is not that what we are asking God that is not giving it into us. But we lose it faster than we get it. Like when you are going to leave this auditorium today, how many of you believe that God will load you with wonderful blessings? How many of you believe that? You are going to be loaded with that blessing today in the name of Jesus. But the scenario is just like somebody is saying that go and get it. Go and receive it. And we will see, we will meet again. We will see what will become of what we have received. And we come back again after a few days, then the same thing we have been asking for again. Because we didn't get testimonies on the previous one, we begin to ask for the same thing. What is going on? What is going on? There is too much clamoring for restoration because we are losing things fast. And the reason is not far-fetched. In John chapter 10, verse 10a, the Bible says, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Thank God, our Lord Jesus Christ said, the other said, but the Son of Man, God has come in order to give you life and give abundantly. He's giving you the life abundant. But the enemy kept on with his threefold missions, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so we see ourselves clamoring for restoration. So at times, the restoration will be done partially. It will not be complete. But the target is this. With this single encounter you are having with the Lord, the restoration of whatever you have lost will be total and complete in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Why am I saying so? I rest on the established and the settled word of God that I've read unto you this morning, and I will re-echo part of it. And I want you to go along with me if you believe it. In the book of Joel, let me just speak Joel. There are certain things that God spoke through the mouth of Joel there. He said, your wasted years shall be restored. How many of us believe that your wasted years shall be restored? Say a louder amen. He said, you will eat and you will be satisfied. How many of us believe that one? Today, everything you need to eat for satisfaction, the enemy will not take out of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Several years ago in our church in Ibadan, that has become the regional headquarter now, the professional headquarter of Oyo Province 1, one man of God came and said, pray one prayer. He said, what's the prayer? He said, Oluwa ni nun to fun mi ma Jesu obu je nu e. You see, what the enemy is waiting for is that if he's number one, if you permit him, he can steal. But if you are so careless, he can kill. After killing, he can destroy. But I'm believing God. These two things says, your wasted years shall he restore. Then you will eat and you will be satisfied. The psalmist speak it up and said, the Lord will turn again your captivity. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. And everyone around you will testify that the Lord has done great things for you, and you shall be glad. Amen. When you are talking of restoration, if it is God that is involved, he has the power to do it from the beginning to the end. He has the power to restore everything. If the devil knows how to steal in part, our God knows how to restore in full. Get it ready. If it is God that is involved in the restoration, he shall be complete and be perfected in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me first of all explain certain words. What does it mean to have something complete? To have something complete. It means to leave nothing out, to be perfectly done, to be perfectly done. And that is referring to God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. He said, whatever God has done shall be forever. Nothing can be put into it. Nothing can be taken away from it. That is God. Whatever God we has done is forever, or whatever God does, it's forever. It's forever. So You can't say, I want to put something to eat. You can't say, I want to add something to. No, no, no. And more so in Psalm 138, verse 8. Psalm 138, verse 8. He said, the Lord will perfect that concerns you. Your restoration shall be perfected in the mighty name of Jesus. So, when you talk of complete, you are talking of doing it complete, leaving nothing out, or perfectly done. Then restoration. Restoration means to take back what has been taken away. Take it back. There is a store where something is being kept and is being taken. The meaning of restoring is that take it back to the store. Take it back to where it has been taken. Zacchaeus was telling the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Luke chapter 19, verse 8. He said, all I have taken firstly from people, yes, I have restored it. I restore it fourfold. I return it fourfold. And when I read my Bible, I know that man can stop at one, man can stop at two. If God wants to do anything, he does it perfectly. He will go to the seventh aspect of it. And I believe God that until the restoration, your restoration is perfected, God will never stop with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, when you say you have complete restoration, what are we talking? You are saying that what you have lost, either big or small, you have recovered them all. You have recovered them all. Either physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, marital, ministerial, business-wise. When the Almighty God will restore everything to you, it shall be perfected in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's go to the real business. Now, there are three things we want to consider under this message. And I perceive that we may not be able to finish the message today. We will take first part of it. I believe if Jesus tarries in coming, you will do yourself a lot of good to come next week Sunday if he has not come. Three things we want to consider. Number one, why do we always ask for restoration? Why? Why do we always ask for restoration? That's number one we are going to consider. Number two, how do I have complete restoration? How do I have complete restoration? Number three, the joy of having complete restoration. So let's start with number one. Number three is the joy of having complete restoration. All I know is this. By the time you finish having an encounter with God today, the three missions of the enemy, to steal, to kill, to destroy, the Lord will put an end to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Why do we always ask for restoration? It is because something is lost that must be found and be returned. It is because something is lost that must be found and be restored. I don't want to know, but let me give you an example. I don't know what you have lost. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. Kidnapping didn't just start. It had happened, to people many years ago. The Amalekites came to Ziklag, the camp of the Israelites, and they didn't find soldiers there, but they met their wives, they met their children. They destroyed the camp, but they kidnapped all their wives and all their. The Bible said they didn't kill anybody. They just kidnapped them and carried them away. Maybe next week we'll look at that, because after that, the Almighty God restored. The Bible says David recovered all. What am I saying? Your loss can be in form of any of your loved ones. Kidnapping is common nowadays. And you wouldn't be surprised that even in the church of God, it's happening all over the world. Kidnapping all around. So it can be in form of bereavement, or maybe somebody that is precious to you has been stolen. It has been kidnapped. That is an example of something that is lost, that must be found and be returned. It can be material. It can be material things. And if you look at 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7, 2 Judges chapter 6, verse 1 to 7, sorry. Judges chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. It's talking of, you know, the children of Israel laboring, but the Midianites will come, and during the time of their harvest, they will carry them away. Listen very carefully. When you are very rich, you may not first of all notice that you are missing or you are losing certain things. But nowadays, you know, what people used to say is that the rich also cry. The rich are also crying now. We know that the enemy has come to Nigeria and we are losing so many. Go and see what is happening to our farmers. After they are already labored and then the time of the harvest, I don't want to mention their name. The people that will bring their animals and within some tick of a night, they will hit everything. And it's now having a spiral effect in our market. You know, go to the market now and begin to price what is happening, because we know that the farmer that are supposed to bring what we are supposed to eat and be satisfied, the prices of things have jumped up. Listen very carefully. We are losing things materially, and we are not taking note of it. But I am believing God. With this prayer, we are praying all the time for Nigeria. All our material losses shall be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Can be loss of earth. Can be loss of your earth, like Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. He was a leper, even though he was a warrior. But when he had an encounter with the God of Israel, the Bible says, the skin that the Lord gave to him was like the skin of a little baby. I usually tell people that you see people that dress very well and they look gay, does not mean that they are free from certain sicknesses that are underneath their clothes. It is only God that can locate that kind of sickness, and then they will even put on powder or put on good tie and begin to look gay. But underneath their clothes, there is something. I give this one as a preamble because I know I want you to locate what you are losing to the enemy. What you are losing to the enemy. Because all these things I've mentioned happen to human beings like yourself. And you need to ask yourself, what have I lost that must be found, that must be returned, that must be recovered? Whatever you point out that God will have to return, I believe God, the Lord will do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Now, I move forward. Why do we always cry for restoration? Because we have losses. And I want to go in this aspect of the message today. Let us deal with the area of the things that are causing losses. Why are we losing things? I mean, very, very fast. Why are we losing things? We have to know. I've just done an exercise about a week ago with the medical people. And what I usually do every year, together with my wife, I want to do general tests, comprehensive tests, because I want to know if there is anything where the enemy can rob me of. So I do it as a preventive measure. Do you know, rather than first of all crying for restoration, the first thing we are to cry for is, God, let me know where the enemy is hitting me, where the enemy is coming into my life and be robbing, so that you'll be able to know what is lost in your life and you want to recover it. Take this preventive medicine this morning, and I believe that before you leave this place, the Lord will open your eyes to see where the enemies are robbing you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what are the things causing losses? Everybody say ignorance. Say ignorance. Say it loud and clear. Say ignorance. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. If you mind to write it down. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible says, we are not unaware of Satan's devices, lest he take an advantage of us. When you are ignorant of certain things, What do I mean by ignorant? That is lack of knowledge or lack of useful information. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When we are not aware of where the enemy is robbing us, then he can take an advantage of us. He can take an advantage of us. Let me give us an example. A story was told many years ago by one of our senior pastors that there was a lawyer, very brilliant lawyer, and he was supposed to be doing well, but he was not doing well. And the man of God said, I will pray for you. When you get back home today, I will pray that the Almighty God will visit you and show you the secret of what is happening in your life. And he went back home, and the Lord opened his eyes. He saw a revelation. What was the revelation? He said he saw that, you know, somebody carried a very sharp knife and he was running after a particular chicken, like hen, was running after it. Suddenly, he killed it. And when he killed that hen, the owner was shouting, who has killed my chicken? Who has killed my chicken? Nobody came out to confess. He now placed a curse over that particular person that killed the chicken. And since that time, you know, the curse started to work. The man of God now asked the lawyer, he said, lawyer, what did you do? Or what did your father do at one time in your life? And he told the story that when we were students, we were playing pranks. We were doing certain things for fun. And any there's a man that has plenty of chickens around our house. Anytime any of them come out, we used to kill it. And the man came out one day and placed a curse upon the life of the people that killed the chicken. He said, but where is the man now? He said, he's dead. The man said, go back to your village. Go back. If the man is still alive, the exact value of the chicken, pay it. If he's dead, he said, pay to the children. And the lawyer did the same thing. He came back to the city. And then he became a very successful lawyer. All the years of losses now came back to him. Listen to me very carefully. When the devil knows that you are ignorant, you are blind, you don't know what is happening to your life, then losses is inevitable. And then at the end of it, you begin to cry for restoration. I'm tired of hearing prayer. God, give me total restoration. I first of all want people to pray. Lord, come and heal my ignorance. Open my eyes to see where the devil is robbing me. My wife is there. He knows that the moment I tell her that I saw the what kind of revelation, my wife will say, you have come again. Because once I see that revelation, I know what is happening in my family. And we will pray over it, and then it will be said. But for several years, the enemy has been taking advantage of us, and we don't know. Please listen very well. Whatever the enemy has covered that is making them to come to steal, to kill, to destroy in your life, the Holy Ghost will expose them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Let me give one more because of time, or two, so that we can pray. When you are living unguided life, the enemy can come to steal, to kill or destroy. At the end of it, rather than praying that God should help you to live a guided life, you begin to pray for restoration. No, that's not the number one. What is the cause of unguided life? Overconfidence or wrong assumption? Not watching your back. The story I read to you in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 to 3, I just look at the story. I said that when David was going to war, why didn't he leave some numbers of soldiers to take care of their wife and their children? So that in case the enemy will come to the camp, you know, so that they can attack them. They left the wife, they left the children, and they went to war. And the enemy came, burned everything. He did not provide a rear guard. Listen to me very carefully. This is what I mean by rear guard. Many of us pray, we only look at our front. We don't look at our back. I am telling you today, the devil is more concerned about your back and nothing is provided there. And I will give an example of what I'm saying here. When you have a loose mouth, Proverbs 13:3, the Bible says, he that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. What are you, what are the things coming out of your mouth that must not come out? When the enemies hear it, they can act on it. It is not everybody that should know the secret of your mouth. Once they know your secret, they will go and act on it. If you are not profiling the rear guard, the enemy will take advantage of it and begin to attack you from where you don't provide the rear guard. That is number one, overconfidence, overassumption, and then not providing the rear guard. Tell me, tell your neighbor, and say, neighbor, say, neighbor, please watch your back. Please watch your back. Before you open your mouth and say something, watch around. Watch your back. I used to quarrel with my wife on certain things when we want to travel. She will spend extra minutes before she gets out of the house. And I used to be angry in some cases. But later, I became not, I was not angry again because I know that all the doors that we didn't remember to, that I didn't remember to lock, he will lock everything. Even the thing I forgot in the room, I mean, he will ensure in your life, make sure you dodge all the I's and you cross all the T's. Make sure you watch your back because the enemies are watching for your ignorance. May I know? I just believe God. Before you begin to cry for restoration, all those subtle ways that the enemy have been using to rob you of your blessing, their mission, their work will be terminated today in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Unguided life. Number two, living unguided life. Living unguided life. Living unguided life can also mean undue relaxation. Undue relaxation. When you are relaxing, when you are not supposed to relax, the same chapter of Samuel chapter 30, verses 16 and 17. Samuel chapter 30, verses 16 and 17. Do you know how David recovered what was lost? The Amalekites, after they have carried away all the things that belong to Israel, they got to a place and they were relaxing. And where they were relaxing, because a hint has been given to David. They came there and they overpowered them. Listen, when I was a younger Christian, somebody told me of what happened during the Nigeria Civil War. Nigeria Civil War, Biafra against Nigeria Army. And this man that told the story, he has become a man of God, a very strong man of God. Maybe because God wanted to use him, he preserved his life. He said they went to a particular town, I've forgotten now, and they conquered the Biafra army. When they conquered the Biafra army, so they carry away their things, but they enter into a particular school in the east, and all of them were relaxing. They spread their uniform, they spread everything. All of a sudden, the Biafra soldier, they came. He said he was the gate man. The man telling the story said he was the gate man. He said it was their armor tank. When the armor tank wanted to enter that particular yard, it pressed him to the pillar of that gate, and he appears as if he's dead. They kill all the Nigerian soldiers there. That after they are gone, he just managed to get out of the place and enter into a particular house. And God said, I preserve your life because I want you to go and preach the gospel. But look at you. I use what happened here to teach you a lesson. In the gospel you are going to preach, you must not rest at the time that is undue. You must not have undue relaxation. And this is very common among Christians today. The moment we get victory, the moment we get blessing, the moment we pray and the Lord has done something for us, we go and relax. No. I used to tell the people in the prayer warrior, I say, money won't be here, agenda, come on, Lord, by the Alale. You won't loan see me, I jail see me. You won't loan see me, Iya ton ru e ka kiri, alaro ka o see me, wan ka kiri ni, wan bere si, you won't loan see me. You must not relax. All that Bible say, that's why the Bible say, pray without ceasing. Everybody say, pray without ceasing. I didn't hear you. Say it again. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Don't relax. And the Bible says, watch and pray. Let me give you one more. Under that, you know, that unguarded life. Careless spiritual life. Careless spiritual life. When you have a hot temper, you can't control your tongue. You can't control your temper. Proverbs 16:32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. I have a friend many years ago. That his wife always lose pregnancy. And we pray. I mean, the pregnancy kept on getting lost. Then suddenly the Lord told me, said, go and tell the wife. Anytime he get pregnancy, he has, or she has all temper, lion kind of anger. The moment she has that pregnancy and she got angry, the pregnancy will come down. The devil has been able to fish out the weakness that he has. She has. And immediately I warned them. The woman prayed over it and she stopped having that kind of anger. And that is how the pregnancy stayed. Listen to me very well. The devil will be watching for your area of carelessness. Your carelessness, either you are prayerless or either that you can't control your anger, you can't control your mind. He will seize that opportunity in order to come into your life. Listen to me, what you are hearing now is eating your enemy, because he doesn't want you to come out of ignorance. He doesn't want you to hear what you are hearing now. He just wants you to come tomorrow and say, God, restore unto me all that I've lost. God will say, I will restore. But I hope what I will give you again, will you take it across the road? I am declaring today, you will be wiser than your enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me give you one more. Unguarded life, fighting the battle you can never win. When you are fighting the battle you can never win, that is when you are sinning against God. Judges chapter 6 verse 1. The book of Judges chapter 6 verse 1. You are fighting the battle you can never win. The Bible says, when the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord, he gave them up to the Midianites to suffer for 7 years. For 7 years. You better watch it, because I know that God will never. That's why Daddy Joe, thank God for him, and he's very clever. Daddy said, those of you that are my partner, pray for, even if you cannot give me money, pray for me. I have only one prayer. Pray that I will not annoy my God. God is your greatest ally. You can't afford to be fighting with God and feel that you will succeed in overcoming the devil. The Bible says, submit yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God and resist the devil and he will flee. You first of all submit to God before the devil can submit unto you. So listen very carefully. As from today, if you have been fighting against God, it's a battle you can never win. God has not answered my prayer. God has not done this. Yes, he will do it. Only be patient. Like the message we have in the morning, put your trust in him. I mean, just don't lean upon your understanding. He knows how to restore what the enemy has stolen. And finally, when you are facing enemy's craftiness, listening to the lies of the devil. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 to 8. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 to 8. God said, if you eat out of this particular fruit in the middle of the garden, you will die. Satan went and said, you will not die. If you eat it, your eyes will only be open. And they listened to the devil. One of our fathers in the Lord of blessed memory now, he said, even if you are a child of God, and you continue to sin against the devil and begin to say, God will forgive me. Number one, anytime you step on the blood, God will make sure that you receive stroke of decay. You step on the blood of Jesus Christ, you will pay for it. Now, what am I saying? Don't allow the enemy to upturn the word of God for you. Stand on the word of God. If the enemy wants to say, he will say, as God said, tell him God has said. What he has said must come to pass. And I believe, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, Say, neighbor, don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to the devil. He's coming to rob you of your blessing. Say louder, amen. Say louder, amen. Let me now give us this final testimony, and then we round it up. One of our pastors used to pray one prayer and give us that prayer. He said, God, make me wiser and smarter than my enemies. The elders will say, you can't be as wise as somebody that is already watching for your fault. He will always come to watch for your fault. If you are very lucky, you escape. And let me tell you that this one story they told us many years ago, those of us that used to read daily bread, many years ago, before all these open heavens, they said this man is an adventurist and is going on a journey. But every night he will pray. Every night he wants to sleep, he will pray. But he doesn't know that as he was going in the desert, armed robbers were trailing him. But there was a night, because he was tired, he now fell asleep. And because where he was sleeping, when the armed robbers got there, they will just see that there's a particular wall that descended from the cloud and then landed, and they are not able to see the man. But there was a night that when he slept, he didn't remember to pray. And then there was a hole that was created in that particular wall, and then the armed robbers were able to enter. So when they capture him, they say, man, we have been following you for several kilometers. What happened? It's only last night we discovered that the wall that we used to see, there is a particular hole there, and we enter. He said, my God. Every night I wanted to sleep, I pray, and I make sure I pray very well. But last night, I fell asleep, and I forgot to pray. They said, okay, no problem. The only thing is that we know that it is your God that has been guiding you, only because you have been careful enough to make sure that you call on him, to make sure that, he will protect you. This is the story of many of us. We relax. Let me say it again, because the second aspect of this message, very, very interesting. But let me tell you, but the battle of, preventing losses. How do we stop the enemy from robbing us of what we are telling God to restore to us? That is the duty today. All the blind eyes that are here spiritually, the Holy Ghost will open your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that one, stand on your feet and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Your enemy is exposed. Stand on your feet and hear me. I say your enemy is exposed. I say your enemy is exposed. I say your enemy is exposed. You will come under the X-ray machine of the Holy Ghost now. What you cannot see with physical eyes, even what nobody can tell you, the Holy Ghost will just open your eyes and begin to see. Every one of you that used to sleep like a log of wood and wake up the following day, today, every darkness covering you will give way today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up and say, Father, enough is enough. Almighty God, say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. The years of my losses, the years of my wastage, Father, let them come to an end today. Let them come to an end today. The years of losses, let them come to an end today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them come to an end today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say louder, amen. Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes. You just feel that probably you don't know how to pray. You are praying. It's only you are not praying the right prayer. The moment you begin to pray the right prayers from today, the story will change. I said the story will change. I said the story will change. Now listen. If you are here, your own story will start with surrendering to the only one who will fight your battle for you, if you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, oh yes, that is where your own story. You are in this all, and you know the battles you have been fighting. It's only you don't know the reason behind it. The first thing God asked me to tell you is to surrender your life to Jesus. Wherever you are in this auditorium, if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, please raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Let me see your hands. If you are surrendering your life to Jesus, and those of you who are surrendering your hand, just put your hand on your head and begin to say, Lord, I surrender my life, body, soul, and spirit this morning. Let the blood of Jesus Christ wash me clean. If you are placing it on your head, I say about one or two people. Yeah, I say about one or two people. If you are doing it, do it well. Do it well. Lay your hand on your head and cry to the Almighty God. You are the only one who can help me to overcome the power that are robbing me of my life. Please forgive me of my sins. I surrender my life to you. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say better, amen. Those of you who are praying for yourself, I would love to pray for you. Please, can you come to the front here? Let me pray for you quickly before I move to some other things. Let's clap for Jesus as they are coming. I saw about two people. Are you coming? I saw one there. I saw one here. If you are serious, please come. Please come. God knows that. Even the devil knows that. You are escaping today. Let's clap for Jesus that they are coming. I thought the ushers will have come to the front to welcome them. That is our system in Redeem. Please come, 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 come with boldness. Those of you that are surrendering your life to Jesus Christ, let's keep on clapping for Jesus Christ. What they are doing now, you might not know the value. Though there's a difference between darkness and light. Let me pray for them. Let me pray for them that God Almighty will save their souls. He will wash them clean the blood of Jesus Christ. They will never remain the same again. They will never remain the same again. Father, save their souls in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father Almighty, you have seen the heart of these people. They are not negotiating or competing with you again concerning their life. As they have come, please have mercy on them in the mighty name of Jesus. Please save their souls in the mighty name of Jesus. As from today, let there be a total separation between them and the world of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Apply that blood of Jesus. Wash them clean and make them members of your family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say better, amen. Say better, amen. Everybody lift up your hands and you are going to pray and say, Father, that you preserve my life up till today. You have not allowed the destroyer to destroy me. You have not allowed the killer to kill me. Despite all their efforts, I give you praise. I give you praise. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In spite of all the attack you have been receiving, you have not been carried away to the camp of the wicked. You have not been killed. You have not been destroyed. Why can't you give glory to the Almighty God? Give glory to the Almighty God. Give glory to the Almighty God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say better, amen. And you are going to pray and say, Father, let there be light. God has confidence in his word. Please have confidence in what you are saying. Say, Father, let there be light. Let there be light. And let that light shine into every area of my life to expose every work of darkness. Go ahead and cry to the Almighty God. Daddy, let there be light. Let there be light. Cry to the Almighty God. Let there be light. Rabaka yaba yaba yaba. Ramakayaba Kroposhindia. Let there be light. Let there be light. I don't want to live in darkness again. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Yamakayaba Kroposhindalaba. Ramakayaba Kroposhindalaba. Let there be light. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. Say, Father, In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, visit my foundation today. Oh God. Wait. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you know I told you that prayerlessness is one of the key of the devil? If you are in this congregation, you can't pray. What of when you are alone in your room? The Bible says, fire beget fire. Let the fire of prayer in this place affect you now. So that when you get home, you become a fire that the enemy cannot touch. You are going to pray and say, Father, visit my foundation today. Visit my foundation today. Every arrow of the enemy that have entered my foundation, that the Lord expose them and root them out, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rapakaya bakarabaroboshindia, that they visit my foundation today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As we are singing, please, the drummer, please sit down. There's a song we want to sing, and we are going to clap very well. I don't have more time, you know, and I want us to really do it well. Please, drummer, sit down. It's a song you can know, even though it's old-time song. But as we are singing this song before we pray, if you know you have a battle that is raging against you, but you are yet to know the reason behind it. Why is this battle coming all the time? When I see good things coming, it doesn't always come. I'm losing pregnancy. I am losing opportunity. I am losing contract. You don't know why. As we are singing this song, you will come to the front in front of the altar here. Before we now pray the prayer we want to pray. One pastor came to our church and he gave orders so many years ago. Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma mi. Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma wo.
Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma wi. Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma wo. Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma mi. Olore Ogun to nja mi e ma wo.
Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma. Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma wo.
Ipile Ogun to nja mi e ma mi. Olore Ogun to nja mi e ma wo. Loruko Jesu. Oh, olori Ogun to nja mi e ma wo. Olori Ogun to nja mi e ma wo. Oya e ma wo. Loruko Jesu. Loruko Jesu. Loruko Jesu. E ma wo.
Prayer, say, Father, every foundation of the battle that is raging in my life, all the captain of the battle that is raging in my life, expose them, O Lord, and let them crumble by fire. Let them crumble by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them crumble by fire. Let them crumble by fire. Let them crumble by fire. Oh, Ramakaya Bakaya Barabara Baraba. Ya mosekere marabaro boshenda, ramakaya bako kabosekere maroboshenda, ramakaya baro boshenda laba. Every power that is in the foundation of my battle, oh yes, and every captain controlling the battle of my life, that is shake all of them, shake all of them. Uproot them, oh Lord, let them crumble, 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 let them crumble. Rambo shekerebara. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
There are one or two among you that came out. You always find yourself in your old father's farm, in the village where you have passed.
Look, we are going to pray a prayer now by everybody. Gbogbo ile to ti gba bodi nitori ayanmo re. Won gbodo jawo ise won. You know, if not that, it will turn like a ritual. I will have asked you to go to that father's farm, go and get some portion of the soil there and bring it. And you pray, because there's a person in the Bible, when they speak to, oh heart, you speak to it. But we are going to speak to that nitori majemo. You are going to pray and say, Father, every soil, every ground that have become anchor for the devil, working against my life, disconnect me from them today. Disconnect me from them today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rapaka yaba yaba yaba. Disconnect me from them today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rapaka yaba koka bose kereba. Rapako robo shekerema raba. Rapo shekereba. Gbogbo ile to ti gba bode. Gbani yoba. Gbogbo ile to ti gba bode. Nitori ayanmo mi, nitori aye mi, Oluwa ja mi gba kuro lowo won. Oluwa ya mi ya ile na loruko Jesu Kristi. Rapaka yaba korobo shendia. Thank you, almighty Father. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Listen to this one. Two couples were praying. They were barren, and I stopped into their prayer. I joined them in prayer, but after the prayer, I left and I went home. And the Lord opened my eyes to see one particular shrimp. That shrimp, one big fish always lay egg in that shrimp. But one crocodile will come and will bring out his tongue and take the egg. I woke up in there and God said, don't go back to those couple. Just pray that the crocodile should die. And I joined prayer with a friend of mine. We pray. The two families, they got pregnant the same time. And they had bouncing baby boy. Where am I going? There is a particular demon that has been attached to the foundation of what you are losing. Either pregnancy, either contract. You are going to pray and say, Father, every satanic agent, every demon on assignment that have been attached to my blessing, almighty Father, let them die by fire. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Ropapo sekere baraba. Let them die by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rapokere marobo shenka. Raposekere maraba. Thank you, almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now say, Father, let my life come under your X-ray machine. Holy Ghost, let my life come under your X-ray machine. All the demons that are hiding there, that are robbing me of my possession, expose all of them. Expose all of them and destroy them by fire. And destroy them by fire. Rapaka yaba yaba yaba. Rapokere maraba roboshenka. Urima kayaba hoka basa kayaba. Rapako roboshenka raba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. One of our speakers yesterday, I think it's Babatade, talking on the medic, he said, some of us, we say, certain things are working in my head. Certain things are working in my body. Is there an express road in your body where they are working? You know, demons don't appear on X-ray machine. That did you have said it? But they cannot escape the X-ray machine of the Holy Spirit. There are certain things that are happening in our head. Go to the hospital, they won't discover it. They won't discover it. You are going to pray and say, Father, every demon that have been assigned to afflict my life, to afflict my head, to afflict my business, Holy Ghost, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose all of them and destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Rapako reba sakaba. Rapakaya bakrobo shekereba. Rapo shekere maraba. Yes, 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 yes. You are getting delivered right now. You are getting delivered right now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Listen to this. If not, this is a Sunday service. I've like gone a long way bit. And as a matter of fact, some of these cases that the Holy Ghost has called, how many of you know that you have been affected? I mean, I've mentioned some things, like finding yourself in your old village, in your father's farm. How many of you are there? Or some of you that you know, you are just losing opportunity, losing pregnancy. You don't know the reason. How many of you are in that category? Or maybe you declare certain things are working in your body. In your body, and you don't know the reason. Listen, I want to make a pronouncement right now. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. And believe God for this. Believe God for this. I am invoking the power and the blood of Jesus against all the satanic agents working in your body, working in your family, working in your home, working against your business, against that contract. I am invoking the power and the blood of Jesus, and I disconnect all of them from your life now in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, you are delivered from them in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, you are exonerated and released from their hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Every covenant they are standing upon as a platform, by the power and the blood of the Lamb, I shatter and I destroy that covenant in the mighty name of Jesus. The hand that have been dragging you back to your father's farm, to the old village, dragging you back to the school that you have passed, all the hands that are dragging you back and removing pregnancy from you and making you to lose opportunities, I hereby declare and I invoke the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. As from today, I destroy all of them in the mighty name of Jesus. As from today, no more setback for you in the name of Jesus. No more losses for you in the mighty name of Jesus. No more frustration for you in the name of Jesus. Everybody, you pray this prayer because I know that you are losing more than what you are getting. We are going to the second stage next to get ready. But you are going to pray now and say, Father, as from now, open my eyes of understanding. Open my eyes of understanding and open my spiritual eyes. Make me smarter and wiser than my enemies. Go ahead and pray. Make me wiser. Make me smarter than my enemies that are cheating me, that are robbing me of my blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. All of you that are either businessman or businesswoman, please raise your hand wherever you are. Well, I'm not surprised that you are many. In a place where they don't pay salary, everybody turns to be a businessman. So what do you expect? I mean, you just have to know your way out. So if they say they won't pay salary, forget about it. You are a covenant carrier. The covenant of prosperity must begin to work for you as from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Every siege that is surrounding your business, I command it to be over now in the mighty name of Jesus. I break the power of that siege in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree today that the angels of God will market for you. The host of heaven will partner with you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will teach your hand how to make profit in the mighty name of Jesus. The wisdom to excel in that business, receive now in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of you that are politicians, because we need you now, even if you don't stand up here, God will raise you up.
If you have a politician or you are a politician, join them to raise hand up now, because I know the Almighty God is about to bring a revolution to this country. And I know, don't be afraid. That's my word for you. I will pray now. Heavenly Father, I hereby decree over all these your children, the seed you have provided for them, no born S on the heart. We take that seed in the mighty name of Jesus. All the craftiness of the enemy to rob you of what belongs to you, the Lord will frustrate them in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, everybody here, I want you to pray one prayer. Say, Father, as from today, put an end to era of losses in my life. Let me enter into the era of abundance. Let me eat and enjoy plenty. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Let me eat and be satisfied. Let me eat and be satisfied. Thank you, Almighty Father. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Your amen can be louder. We are going to shout three hallelujahs, and you go back to your seat. I felt like praying, but the Holy Ghost said, no problem. Just shout hallelujah. All the wall of limitation around you, they will crumble this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And every scale of the enemy that will not allow you to see where the enemy is cheating you, they will give way today in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready to shout that hallelujah? Three powerful ones. Shout hallelujah! Make sure it remains one. Amen. Ah, thank you for extending it. You still have two to go. After that, you begin to clap for yourself and go back to your seat. You have only shouted one. It only remains two. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself and go back to your seat. You can extend the clapping. Don't keep quiet.